Third pack of Sanhedrin, eighth Mishnah. Calls man should maybe rise, so he says Dino. As long as he brings some proof of that he's deserved to win the case, then he could override the psak. They told him, you have 30 days to bring all your proofs. If you found within 30 days, then he could use these proofs. Afterwards, he used up his time. He cannot be so. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. This poor guy was trying to find. He didn't find within 30 days. After the 30 days, it came time for Bdikas Chometz, and he found the missing document. Period. That's therefore he holds that he can still bring this proof afterwards. He said, I don't have witnesses. Afterwards, he did bring his proof, or he brought witnesses. So I raise in a klum. Tanakhama says he already admitted that he doesn't have, so we don't accept anything. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He said, "My yes is this. He wasn't aware of the fact that he had witnesses, and then he found them. Oh, lo yodeyashi shloraya umotzeraya. He wasn't aware of that also. Yeah, he's passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel in these cases. Omer lo havi edim, omer ein li edim, havi raya, omer ein li raya. They asked him, "Do you have witnesses or proof?" And he said, "I don't have either." Rosh Mishrai Bedin. Suddenly he sees that it looks like he's going to lose the case. And suddenly he said, so-and-so should come and testify for me, or out of his belt. If suddenly came up with a raya, that it does not help. There's something fishy about this case. It seems like he just tried to get some not accurate information to help him win the case. The reason why in this case everybody agrees is because over there we're talking about he brought a new Edim and Rais that he and we were not aware of beforehand. So there's room to say he said I don't have it, but he found something new. But yeah, the Edim were around and he didn't bother using them. Suddenly he decides to call them in. That seems to be pretty much grounds for suspicion that these are false Edim.